Chapter 6. The next morning, inside the honey house, I woke to banging in the yard. When I pulled myself off the cot and wandered outside, I found the tallest Negro man I'd ever seen working on the truck, bent over the motor, tools scattered around his feet. June handed him wrenches and what have you, cocking her head and beaming at him. In the kitchen, May and Rosaline were working on pancake batter. I didn't like pancakes that much, but I didn't say so. I was just thankful it wasn't grits. After kneeling on them half your life, you don't care to eat them. The trash can was full of banana peels, and the electric percolator bubbled into the tiny glass nozzle on top of it. Bloop, bloop. I loved the way it sounded, the way it smelled. "Who's the man out there?" I asked. "That's Neil," said May. "He's sweet on June." "It looks to me like June is sweet on him, too." "Yeah, but she won't say so," said May. "She's kept that poor man strung along for years. Won't marry him and won't let him go." May drizzled batter on the griddle in the shape of a big L. "This one's yours," she said. "L for Lily." Rosaline set the table and warmed the honey in a bowl of hot water. I poured orange juice into the jelly glasses. "How come June won't get married to him?" I asked. "She was supposed to get married to somebody else a long time ago," said May. "But he didn't show up for the wedding." I looked at Rosaline, afraid this situation of jilted love might be unfortunate enough to send May into one of her episodes, but she was intent on my pancake. It struck me for the first time how odd it was that none of them were married. Three unmarried sisters living together like this. I heard Rosaline make a sound like, and I knew she was thinking about her own sorry husband, wishing he hadn't shown up for their ceremony. "June swore off men and said she would never get married, and then she met Neil when he came to be the new principal at her school. I don't know what happened to his wife, but he didn't have one anymore after he moved here. He has tried every which way to get June to marry him, but she won't do it. Me and August can't convince her either." A wheeze welled up from May's chest, and then out came old Susanna. "Here we go."
"Lord, not again," said Rosaline.
"I'm sorry," May said. "I just can't help it."
"Why don't you go out to the wall?" I said, prying the spatula out of her hand. "It's okay."
"Yeah," Rosaline told her. "You do what you gotta do."
We watched from the screen door as May cut past June and Neil. A few minutes later, June came in with Neil behind her. I worried that his head wouldn't clear the door.
"What started May off?"
June wanted to know. Her eyes followed a roach that darted beneath the refrigerator.
"You didn't step on a roach in front of her, did you?"
"No," I said. "We didn't even see a roach." She opened the cabinet under the sink and dug into the back for a pump can of bug killer. I thought about explaining to her my mother's ingenious method of ridding the house of roaches, cracker crumbs and marshmallow, but then I thought, "This is June. Forget it."
"Well, what upset her then?"
June asked. I hated to come out and say it with Neil standing right there, but Rosaline didn't have any problem with it.
"She's upset you won't marry Neil."
I had never considered until then that colored people could blush, or maybe it was anger that turned June's face and ears such a dark plum color. Neil laughed.
"See there, you should marry me and quit upsetting your sister." "Oh, get out of here," she said, and gave him a push. "You promised me pancakes, and I'm gonna have them," he said.
He wore blue jeans and an undershirt with grease smears on it, along with horn-rimmed glasses. He looked like a very studious mechanic. He smiled at me and then Rosaline.
"So are you gonna introduce me or keep me in the dark?"
I have noticed that if you look carefully at people's eyes the first 5 seconds they look at you, the truth of their feelings will shine through for just an instant before it flickers away. June's eyes turned dull and hard when she looked at me.
"This is Lily and Rosaline,"
she said. They're visiting for a while.
Where do you come from?
He asked me. This is the number one most asked question in all of South Carolina. We want to know if you are one of us, if your cousin knows our cousin, if your little sister went to school with our big brother, if you go to the same Baptist church as our ex-boss. We are looking for ways our stories fit together. It was rare, though, for Negroes to ask white people where they're from, because there was nothing much to be gained from it as their stories weren't likely to link up. Spartanburg County? I said, having to pause and remember what I'd said earlier.
And you?
He said to Rosaline. She stared at the copper jello molds that hung on either side of the window over the sink.
Same place as Lily.
What's that burning? Said June. Smoke poured off the griddle. The L-shaped pancake had burned to a crisp. June yanked the spatula from my fingers, scraped up the mess, and dropped it into the trash.
How long are you planning on staying?
Neil asked. June stared at me, waiting, her lips pinched tight along her teeth. A while longer, I answered, looking over into the garbage can. L for Lily. I could feel the questions gathering in him, knew I could not face them. I'm not hungry, I said, and walked out the back door. Crossing the back porch, I heard Rosaline say to him,
Have you registered yourself to vote?
On Sunday, I thought they would go to church, but no, they held a special service in the pink house, and people came to them. It was a group called the Daughters of Mary, which August had organized. The Daughters of Mary started showing up in the parlor before 10 a.m. First was an old woman named Queenie and her grown daughter, Violet. They were dressed alike in bright yellow skirts and white blouses, though they wore different hats, at least. Next came Lunel, Mabel Lee, and Cressy, who wore the fanciest hats I'd ever laid eyes on. It turned out Lunel was a hat maker without the least bit of shyness. I'm talking about purple felt the size of a sombrero with fake fruit on the back. That was Lunel's.